right, guys. Welcome to True Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. Happy Monday. Another week. Kind of cloudy here, but not too cold out, so I guess I can't complain. We've still gone so far without any real snow. We had a light dusting the other day, but nothing to get excited about. Hope that continues. Last year, we didn't get any snow until February. That would be nice, another winter without snow. Anyway, we got a interesting guest lined up today. He's supposed to be calling in. I hope I sent an email to remind him again last night. Hope he doesn't forget. But, you know, my luck has usually been about 50-50 chance lately of my guests actually showing up like they're supposed to. But his name is Ognia. He's one of the webmasters for conspiracycentral.com. Those of you not familiar with that need to become familiar with it. It's an excellent website. It's a BitTorrent site for downloading videos, audios, documents pertaining to, everything conspiratorial and even non-conspiratorial, everything alternative, stuff right up my alley. He's got alternative health, alternative science, alternative medicine downloads, very informative, very interesting. It's just really neat. There's all kinds of ancient history documentaries on there. There was one the other day, The Murder of Tutankhamun. It's pretty neat. Some of the, you know, recent research that's turned up showing that he was, in fact, murdered, and, you know, there's speculation on who did it and why and how and so forth. So it's just great. If you're not familiar with BitTorrent, just go download the program. It's free. Just Google it. There's any number of 1,000 websites. You can download it for free. And then you can go on there, and you're off and running. Okay, I just got a PM from him now through Skype. He said he is calling in, so that's cool. We should have him up here, guys, just after the break. Just to let RBN know, for some reason, I'm not getting the page to load for the hosts, you know, that has all the announcements and stuff. I don't know, for some reason, it's not loading, but I'll wing it. Of course, I don't have the phone numbers to call to harass our senators not to pass S-1959, but, you know, just call your local statehouse guys. They'll put you through to your senators and let them have it. Tell them, do not vote for H.R. 1959. Enough is enough. They've given this unelected dictator who's lied us into this war way too much power to begin with, and you're not going to tolerate this as well. I mean, this is the ultimate sellout, the ultimate treason, shutting down the internet, shutting down internet radio to prevent you from getting any truth at all so that you'll be at the mercy of Fox, CBS, and NBC. It's really disgusting what's going on here. It's a bunch of sellouts. Anyway, okay, yeah, that's great. We do have Og, so just after the break, another moment, we'll be bringing him up. But anyway, yeah, real quick, guys, if anybody wants to get Aaron Russo's DVD, we've only got, less than a month left until Christmas. Yeah, today's the 26th, so less than a month away, Christmas. So if you want to get Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom of Fascism, it's a great stocking stuffer. Just go to RBN's website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can order there through PayPal. You can go to you can send your check of money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. See, I've cited that so many times I got it memorized now. I forgot the 800 number, though, so maybe I'll mention it later in the broadcast if the website loads. It's not loading for some reason. I don't know what's going on. All right, guys, we got him on the line, so stick with us, and we'll bring him up right after the break.
Mm-hmm. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon. Coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Back to Two-Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Ognir on the line, one of the webmasters for ConspiracyCentral.com. Are you there, Og?
Hi, Charles. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you on. I guess I'll just call you Og, right?
Call me Og, and it's ConspiracyCentral.net or .info. We don't have a .com.
Oh, I thought it was .com. Oh, well, I got it in my favorites. I just go there every day. I don't even look at the thing. I didn't realize it was. Okay, .net.
Just type in Conspiracy Central in Google. It'll find us.
So should I call you the great and mighty Og?
No, just plain simple Og. It'll do fine.
There you go.
From Europe.
But, yeah, great website. I've been going there for, a couple of years at least now since I found out about it. And it's awesome. I mean, every day I check it because every day you guys are posting new stuff, sometimes several times a day. And
often, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really good. I mean, if you guys are going to get yourself a full education, New World Order 101 PhD. I guess the 101 would come just from the first day you're there, but after a few months of visiting the site, you're going to get a PhD in New World Orderology, because you guys, you got the bases covered. I've seen, what's his name? Quigley's book. Just a couple of weeks ago, you had that up on there.
Charles, we're quite a big community on the tracker. We have well over 60,000 registered members, but we probably, people can get our torrents, because basically it's a torrent tracker, as you mentioned, where we share, it's basically alternative information, whether it be audio files, even files from RBN or PDF of books or videos or documentaries, some from mainstream television or mainstream radio. You know, example, we could have little clips of Sean Vanity, Sean Hannity on, just to show how crazy the Fox News channel is. And we kind of present it. It's a group effort. We have a lot of uploaders, probably 1,000 people that upload different things. No one has to do anything. It's a community that people want to share whatever they've found or whatever they've made themselves, and to put it up in a BitTorrent format so they can share it with the wider community.
Yeah, so actually anybody can post on there, come to think of it, right? It's not just you guys that are posting.
It's not the actual amount of uploaders, hard to know, but I'd say there's quite several hundred. You need to be a member. You need to sign up, as quickly done, to be able to upload. There are certain things we don't upload. No music, no Hollywood, no pornography or anything like that. But anything that could fits into a conspiracy-related, 9/11-related, alternative living, alternative cures, anything like that goes on our tracker. Doesn't mean everybody will download it, but, I mean, depending on what you put up, people will download it, and usually fairly quickly, and share it.
Yeah, in other words, information that's ordinarily not readily available, or i.e. suppressed.
Absolutely. Suppressed information, absolutely. It's hard to say to you now, I'm looking on the site now, conspiracycentral.net, what exactly you're looking for, but all, you know, alternative cures for cancer, different, you know, anything related, a good analysis of 9/11, in whether it be in video format, audio format, people, you know, the first responders and stuff. Well, you'll find it all on our tracker, and it's free, obviously. It's free. We survive on donations, cost a couple of $1,000s a year to keep it all up and running. And we usually, you know, do an RBN kind of every couple of months, do a donation drive to get a couple of $1,000s in, and keeps us going for the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's really a great service. And what's cool is there's a search function on there, guys. If you just type in any keyword, something you're looking for, you know, JFK or assassination, or, you know, and all the files that are currently available on there for download will pop up. And at any given time, you guys probably have what? 400 or 500
thousand. How many? 4,500
Oh, wow.
4,500
Wow, 4,500.
Yeah.
So, I mean, chances are, if you're looking for it, it's there.
Absolutely. That's a number. At the moment, there's 4,494 active torrents. It means there are nearly 4,500 active shares going on, and then the numbers of people sharing is a different matter. But you will basically find anything. We have a good reputation for keeping the torrents alive, because people can record, an audio show, put it up, it lasts a few days. We have a tendency to keep it going. Somebody will help keep it going permanently, seeding. If you don't know how BitTorrent works, you need to maybe go and use Google and find out. But basically, somebody is sharing it, and you can download it from anywhere in the world at any time of the day once somebody is sharing it. And we have a fairly good community of people sharing, which is how BitTorrent works, because if everyone just steals the information or steals the data and then doesn't share back, then nobody will get anything downloaded.
Right, I'm pretty much logged on there 24/7, so while I'm getting a file from someone can get a file that I have from me. And it's pretty neat, because I'll start to download something like at night, leave my computer on, and by the morning, it's already downloaded, and it's ready to watch, and, you know.
Absolutely. I do the same. I downloaded one last night. I didn't have time to look at it, but the nice thing about the nice thing about it is that, as you said, you can download overnight, even if it's an hour or two documentary or whatever, and you'll have it the next morning. Sometimes they come down very fast, an hour or less, and then you can watch it basically or listen to it whenever you want in your own time.
Yeah, there you go. So, I wanted to ask you, how did you actually get into this, and when did you start actually doing this?
The tracker was running. The tracker's running about 4 years. The guy that owns the site, Mike Controllers, as we call him online, he started basically a DC++, which is a prior to BitTorrent. It's a sharing system, a sharing of files, and he was kind of outraged about what was going on in Canada and America, and he came across a couple of good documentaries, and he decided he'd share them with a small community. So basically he set up a little server in his bedroom, and it started from there. The computer he was running basically ran out of resources fairly quickly because people grabbed onto the idea of DC++, and then they moved on to BitTorrent, and we moved on from there. So basically it's up and running about 4 years. And it's our way of fighting back or helping to educate people that there is an alternative media out there, and that what we get in mainstream isn't always so.
Yeah, in fact, is it ever so?
Well, you tell me. I don't think so. I don't look at it anymore. I've stopped watching television, but little clips here and there from the phone news channel is enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, it has some entertainment value. That's about it. You know, I'll watch once in a while, flip to the channels, just to get a laugh, and that's really all it's good for.
Go to the news channel. I mean, the news channel, like places like Fox News, is comedy.
Yeah,
it's not serious
really
anymore. I mean, if we brought up Fox News early on, but I mean, absolute propaganda wing. You know, don't dare say anything bad about certain places in the world, and don't go against Bush and whatever. While the majority of people do have something else to say.
Well, you know, even if you're ignorant enough to be a Fox fan, you cannot deny that it's really not news. News is supposed to just present to you what is going on in the world, devoid of your personal opinions. You know, this is what's happening. That's it. But they're not only presenting opinion, they're demonizing those whose opinions differ from them, and intimidating you into accepting their opinion as fact. I mean, that's not news. That is absolute propaganda.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you have Rupert Murdoch, who's up in front of a parliamentary commission in recent days, and the British Parliament, they want to know exactly how his media empire is run. And what he admitted was the Sun newspaper and the news, his different Sunday newspapers in the UK, he runs them with his political agenda. That he's admitted. He has said that the Times magazine, the Times newspaper and the Sunday Times, he doesn't have editorial control. It's independent, whether you believe that. And he said that he has a big news channel in the UK, which is called Sky News, and the Sky did all his channels. And he said he basically would love Sky News to be a clone of Fox News, but they wouldn't allow him. So there you go, from his own mouth.
Unbelievable.
Basically, what he's saying is he provides the news. He will, which is interesting, he said, we will select the party that we're going to back, whether it be in the UK, in Europe, or obviously in the States, whoever he's going to push, whichever one of his cronies is going to push.
Well, it's interesting. You know, at one time or other, pretty much all the major executives, or I should say executives from all the major media, even, you know, CNN, at one point or other, have made statements to that effect. You know, we decide what the public hears and shouldn't hear, and the public, you know, there's just some information that the public does not need to know, in fact, must not know. And so, you know, they're very proud of that fact. They boast about it. They, you know, they scream unbiasedness and no spin zone. They love using those terms, but they actually, on the other hand, admit that they are suppressing information and distorting it.
Well, I think that's why, Charles, the number of people looking in the alternative media is growing in leaps and bounds at the moment. The last couple of years, the number of alternative sources of information has grown tremendously, which is great. But if I see the disinformation coming on into the alternative sites as well, being pushed by the mainstream media, because I don't think they're going to let this alternative movement on the internet grow freely.
Now, you're over in Europe. Are you seeing anything the equivalent of, like, what we have here with this HR 1955, S-1959, that would shut down internet radio? I'm sure that would affect you, too.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. It's not. America seems to be in the forefront, and we hear a lot more about the different laws being passed or they're trying to pass.
I tell you what, we'll address that when we get back. We got a short commercial break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. We're part of fire.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got our guest today, Ognir from conspiracycentral.net. And just before the break, we were talking about this disgusting ultimate assault on our freedom of speech, this what's being called, and rightly so, the Thought Crimes Bill, where they're going to label you as a violent radicalizationist for telling the truth about this lying, fraud, unelected government we have. So I was asking, you know, if you have anything equivalent to that in Europe, but I guess you were saying that pretty much the U.S. starts the trend and then Europe kind of follows later.
Well, I don't know whether the U.S. starts the trend or it's the ADL that actually tells the politicians, well, this is what hate speech is, and it kind of filters down. It takes time. It's not quite as bad here, but, I mean, we still have tough hate laws here in Europe, different countries. So, yes, we do have, but not to the same level at the moment as the U.S. or Canada.
Well, I've seen some encouraging things surfacing recently. The German finance minister declared, as of Saturday I saw this, that Germany is no longer paying reparation payments to Israel for the Holocaust.
Ooh. Times are changing.
Yeah, and then I saw in Spain, I think you were mentioning this too the other day when I talked to you, that in Spain now they're not enforcing laws anymore to silence those questioning the Holocaust.
Absolutely. I mean, people, if you want to study something that happened 60-odd years ago, you're now free to do that in Spain, and they won't arrest you for it.
Amazing. You know,
But I mean, we can talk about, you know, different Holocausts and genocides, except there's only one taboo subject ever, and it's not even the World War II, it's the Holocaust of the 6 million, which is a shame, because a lot of people died in World War II before and after. I think it's probably more interesting to look at the financing of it. But people, I don't know, personally, Charlie, if somebody tells you, you're not allowed to look into this, the first thing you're going to do is look into it. I don't know. It's a red flag. Well, don't do this. And people are going to say, well, I'm going to do it. So, I mean, it's a kind of a catch-22 situation. It's been made such a taboo subject that more people are looking into it. And we're finding discrepancies, whether it be at Auschwitz itself with the plaque with the 4 million, the plaque commemorates the 4 million that were murdered, which is then, replaced by 1 million, and yet the numbers don't get revised. But this is a touchy subject, and you're not allowed to talk about it, which sends up red flags for people who are just, people can look into it and say, well, you know, I agree with the official story, I don't agree with it, but we should be allowed to look into it as one of them, and, you know, well done to Spain for relaxing the laws a little bit, let the historians and students actually check into it and look into the facts.
Right. Exactly. So, fortunately, this bill right now is kind of in limbo. I think for obvious reasons they realize that people are waking up, their attention is on this thing. You know, somebody raised an interesting point the other day, and I got to make reference to this. It was one of my buddies on peltalk.com that I frequent. And right at the time that bill had gotten passed through the House, H.R. 1955, that's when these fires started in California. And very interesting, isn't it, how when major things like this are going down, like when they added an addendum to the Patriot Act in December of 2003, they said they found Saddam. It was right at that same time. It was on a Saturday, in fact. It was on a weekend. How often do you know of major pieces of legislation being passed on the weekend? And this addendum enabled the FBI to snoop into people's private financial records. So they needed something to distract attention away from that. So they came out and said, oh, we just captured Saddam. Even Madeleine Albright said that they timed it, you know, purposely, that they had already either captured him or knew where he was long before that. And they just waited for the right key moment to do it. You know, this stuff goes on all the time. They stage things as distractions. And so now,
absolutely,
yeah. So
you have to mix in this with the different pop stars and all the, you know, Britney Spears is up to something. She shaved her head or something. Usually done exactly what you said. Laws passed on a Friday evening or over the weekend, and to have some pop star, Britney or Madonna, up to something, and everybody is, or an O.J. Simpson case, and to have. Television is full of nonsense with whatever pop star or superstar it is, and then these laws get by. But I mean, Charles, just look back to 1913, the biggest criminal act ever passed on the 23rd of December, which is the Federal Reserve Act. And then you want to know about pushing laws through.
Right, yeah.
All of these are, since the U.S. has given control of the banking system to the bankers, they have not made their own laws. Dictated to by a bunch of lobbyists and by different groups, whether Israeli groups, the ADL, and a lot bigger than these, the bigger bankers, have been given the U.S. laws, and if you don't go along with the plan, they get rid of you. Kennedy being an obvious example.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if anybody doesn't know by now that the Kennedy assassination was a government hit, I mean, you've got to be the peak of gullibility here. I mean, it's the evidence of that is absolutely. But, you know, there's still people today, even though polls show that 90%+ know the government had their hand in it, there's still people today who would say there's, quote, no evidence that Kennedy's death was a conspiracy. You've got to be. These guys are unbelievable. Okay, guys, a short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552. For details.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Our guest today is Ognia. He's one of the, or Og, he likes to be called. One of the webmasters from conspiracycentral.net, an excellent BitTorrent download site for conspiracy-related files. And not just conspiracy, all kinds of alternative information, videos, and documentaries, audios, just great stuff. yeah, we were talking about the Kennedy assassination and, you know, how you're labeled still to this day, you know, the media will label you a conspiracy nut for even questioning that when 90%+ of the population knows that that thing is filled with holes. One encouraging thing about this unelected regime that we have in Washington today is that it has so clumsily pursued its quest for, absolute power that it's woken a lot of people up, so that at least in the general public, people aren't so quick to label you a conspiracy nut. In fact, that word conspiracy isn't such a dirty word anymore, is it, generally speaking?
Absolutely. But I think if just going back, to kind of tying the Kennedy assassination and 9/11, if I may, the
sure.
COINTELPRO situation, perfect, where we have certain facts about the Kennedy assassination, and over the last 40-odd years, they've added in disinformation, and although we as in the truth movement as such, have found out what really happened or bits of it, and they've mixed in so much bull into it that we don't know. The normal people listening or watching it just don't know what to follow, which is right and which is not. Follow on to a 9/11, another absolute classic false flag operation against us. No doubt about it. And they can say, you know, the space beams, and they can say what they like, all of this, but it wasn't 19 Arabs, that's for sure. Explain Building 7, because it's their Achilles heel in all of it. Besides, we won't get into the Pentagon. Building 7, they can't explain. But they've done the same thing here, put out mass of disinformation all over the internet. But this time we do have the internet, which has speeded things up. So I would say in the 5 years, 6 years since 9/11, we've got more information than we have about, for example, the 40-odd years of since the Kennedy assassination. And we have them going, because there's certain things they can't get away with. But what I've noticed on our own, you've mentioned our tracker, so we do have forums as well. Just about 10,000 members, conspiracycentral.info is the forums where you can actually, if you like or dislike our torrents, you can always come and chat about them. Is this movement of people that are just so have lost it with all the disinformation since 9/11, that no 9/11 was an inside job or an outside job, and there's a mixture of religion into it, and I've noticed it on our own forums that a lot of people, there's a new term, I've been looking for it for several months, which has come out fairly clear in our own forum, is the Gnostic people, that these people that are out for knowledge. They've turned away from the mainstream media, they've turned away from organized religions because they just don't believe it, and they're looking for something else. I know that you've come across this, Charles, in your research, but a lot of the 9/11, not some activists like We Are Change and whatever, people like ProThink and whatever, they're out there in your face on this every day. But a lot of people have got over, for myself, for example, 9/11, debating whether what actually brought them down, if it was thermite or whatever. I've gone past it. I look at 9/11 as one more false flag against us. Look what happened, the build-up for war, attacking other sovereign countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, a million people dead in Iraq. I wonder how many Americans could pick Iraq out on the map, which is serious.
Not many. I'm sure you've seen that BBC.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm sure you've seen that. I think it was the BBC that did it. They were interviewing people, streets of New York, I guess it was. And yeah, they thought Osama and Obama was one and the same. They were pointing to Australia as Iraq. You know, they asked him, can you name a country that starts with the letter U? And United States, of course, should have been the obvious answer. But they said Yugoslavia, which of course starts with a Y. No. Oh, my gosh. It's sad. So, I mean, it's no wonder that, you know, they don't know what's going on. But that is changing, though. It is. I mean, people are waking up.
It's changing, but is it going to be too late, Charles, for the
U.S.? Yeah,
too
little, too late. Your
money system is going down the toilet. Your education system, unless you're in the elite schools, is crap. They've dumbed down. But this isn't something they've been doing over the last 4, 5, 6 years. This has been going on for decades. That it's a specific plan since the bankers got control of your system because they've control of your politicians. And next year we have the next television bonanza, which is the 2008 elections, which have already started. And I'm already sick of seeing it, you know, whether it's going to be Obama or Hillary or whoever. I would say Ron Paul is probably the best that we have. I have my own personal problems with a couple of things he said, but he's the best of a bad lot. And we wish him well in the upcoming up in a couple of weeks, and we wish him the best of luck. But the problem here is it'd be very interesting, Ron Paul. See how he gets on with these pollsters, because they're showing like McCain is 4% support, while they're saying Ron Paul is 8-9%, but they're not showing him on the TV clip on, you know, on their little they'll show the percentage on screen. They're cutting him out. And I mean, I've bitched about him enough because I don't think he'll solve anything. But he's the best of a bad lot, and it'd be such a kick in the pants for the world, for the powers that be, that if he could do something in the next few weeks. Amazing that he's got a lot of money, but my own personal feeling, he's only a politician, and that's all he'll end up. But more luck to him.
Is one of the problems you have with him his statements about 9/11? He was confronted about that recently.
That would be one, but that would have been one I would have had with him. since you were asking me when I came in, I joined at the alternative movement, which is the 9/11 truth movement at the time, probably the end of 2002, became active in the torrent world at the end of 2004, and I became more active in 2005. So I've been listening to him, I've heard him on the Alex Jones show several times. He seems to know what he's talking about, he knows what the Federal Reserve is. So I'm not giving him a pass on the 9/11, but I think I'd prefer him to concentrate more on getting rid of the Federal Reserve than...
Yeah, sure.
Just pulling
That's
down 9/11, it's the biggie. I don't give him a, you know.
But you know, to be honest, I think he knows, or at least suspects, it's an inside job. But he's not going to voice that. And if I was in his position, I'd probably do the same thing, knowing that if I came out on the record and said that, yeah, I believe it's an inside job, that would probably be the end of me right there. That would be the basis by
Absolutely.
Which they'd attack me.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that. Some 9/11 truthers are like, see, you can't trust him. I don't see that as a problem.
No, they're attacking the messenger as well. But if you look at him, I mean, and I have criticized him, that would definitely be one of them. I've criticized him personally, probably to make other people aware that, you know, his official 9/11 story doesn't match ours. But we give him a pass on that one. I hear people saying, oh, he's connected to the white supremacists and he's connected to these people. Listen to it. I mean, you can come to Conspiracy Central either on the tracker. You'll find lots of videos and audios with him going back over the years. This guy just didn't show up and have a new agenda. This guy was against the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He didn't sign the Patriot Act. He was against it. I mean, he knows about the Federal Reserve. So I'd give him a slight pass on the 9/11. I don't think it'll make much of a difference, and the mainstream will. They're already. I mean, if you go to Conspiracy Central, you find clips of. It was uploaded a couple of weeks ago. A short clip where you see a Fox News team. They're preparing for an event at one of these television debates, and one of the Fox producers says to one of his team. He said, and it was heard. It was recorded. Somebody recorded it beside him. He said, "Make sure you don't get any of this Ron Paul crowd. Make sure you avoid them."
No,
interesting.
Brother.
You'll find it on our tracker.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but
there definitely is a movement. You know, there definitely
is
a movement. The mainstream media do not want this guy because he gives it to them like it is. The big danger to them is the Federal Reserve, the money, your fiat money system in America, the Federal Reserve having to pay out $50 billion is nothing to what we know. They're still hiding it. The bankers are still hiding it among themselves. But then again, you'd have to go back to, you know, say maybe 1910 on Jekyll Island where the bankers came up with their little Federal Reserve Act. It took them only a couple of years to get it passed. And since then, look at what the bankers have done since then, World War One, World War Two, always, always financed by the same people, which are the bankers. They finance all the sides. They're financing the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Don't tell me it's oil. It isn't. The soldiers need to be paid. The weapons need to be bought. And they just go to the Federal Reserve. Can we have more money? Yeah, we've $9 trillion in debt. Big deal. Just printing more money. So I think there's a huge fall coming for America. It has to come because you can't live off everybody else forever. It's just not going to happen.
It's not sustainable.
It's not just that. But I mean, if you look at it from, say, a European point of view, Bush is portrayed as an idiot because he is an idiot. I mean, he's not the smartest guy. He's not the smartest guy around. I mean, most people will admit, yeah, well, he's not, you know, we have books out, the Bushisms and different things, all his great expressions. Not a very educated guy. They might say he has this on paper. He's all his companies he's run into the ground. He's up to his ears in business with the Saudis, the royal family. His whole family are all sold out. And this guy is leader of the free world. And from us looking at him, I mean, we wouldn't vote him in. He's an idiot. So you have to look at the entire voting system, the election system. Maybe they should call it not the election system, but call it the selection system.
Right, yeah. Well, both elections, 2000 and 2004, were stolen. That's not deniable.
Absolutely.
And it's not a matter of a conspiracy theory. I love that word they throw in there because it implies that it's just someone's opinion. It, like you just said, it's a fact and can be easily proven that the same family names who gained from World War One, gained from World War Two, and now run the military-industrial complex and own a great many of the Fortune 500 companies. I mean, you can easily prove this. And you can say that's not a conspiracy, but yeah, sure.
You know, just take a Prescott Bush, Granddaddy Bush, $2 million fine in 1942 for supplying IJ Farben and other Nazi companies different metals and money supplied by banks out of New York in wartime. This guy, Grandfather Bush, was supplying the Nazis, and that's easily provable. Just go to search engine Google or Yahoo, type in Prescott Bush and $2 million fine. You'll find the newspaper clippings of it.
Right. He was indicted, actually, because he was well-connected. He sailed right through that.
Absolutely. After setting up another little banking private one. But these people supply both sides of all wars, and that's why wars are great. It's about the only thing America makes at the moment is military service, military, whether it be hardware or service. I'm just wondering, when America does the actual, you know, the currency goes down. I was reading today on Wake Up From Your Slumber, some guys have said it could go down 90% fairly quickly. People said, no, that might not. Anything is possible, because who's going to... The thing is, if anybody's holding a stock, a lot of people held stock in the 80s and 90s, and they got us all invested in the NASDAQ and whatever. As soon as a stock starts to go down, people run. And when people start to run, you have the Saudi Kings, a little audio you heard on our tracker as well. I don't know whether the microphone was hidden, but he was asked about it, you know, the weakness of the dollar, and he just said to one of them off the record, no, don't even mention going off oil in dollars, or we'd bring the system down.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are playing part of the Saudi royal family, all these big oligarchs, the military industrial, are all helping the system, and they're propping it up, but I'm not so sure they can keep propping it up forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main reasons we keep going to war the way that we do. You know, it's to prop up the economy, you know, to stave off the inevitable collapse. But, you know, again, you can only do that for so long. The balloon is so stretched out now that, you know, it's ruptured and it's going to burst. Try as they may to stop it. I mean, ultimately, they actually want it to collapse, but not until they're ready for it to do that. But, you know, it's so bad right now, it might actually collapse without them being ready to out of their control.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think there are several plans against the majority of the world population. But some of these, so as you just mentioned, some of it is outside of their control. They've started something. And, you know, anything if European investors or whatever, I'm talking about, you know, just normal private people that are invested, smell that the dollar, I mean, we don't need to smell it. I mean, you can see it from a mile away, the dollar is plummeting. It's the last people. But then they'll say, oh, the dollar's going down, you know, the euro is so strong, it's a good time to buy American, and it, you know, gets the American economy going again. It's a good time to visit America, it's so cheap. I'm hearing that a lot at the moment, because all the currencies, whether it's the Swiss franc, the euro, the Swedish krona or whatever, they're all going up against the dollar. So it's actually a good time to go to America. You have more purchasing power as such. And I remember them using this that argument a few years ago, and it kind of reprops up the system for a while and hides away the subprime and the other banking scandals that we don't know about yet.
Yeah, I mean, I always say that, you know, as bad as things are, how much more is going on that we're not even aware of? Even the most alert who are paying attention, you know, we probably don't even know a tenth of what they're actually doing. And maybe it's just as well we don't. It's depressing enough knowing what we do know.
Yep.
But once again, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm sure there's a lot more. You said 10%. I'm not even so sure we know the 1% of it. I think these people turn in different circles, and it's on a need-to-know basis. They have a tendency to pre-release stuff. For example, the torture in Abu Ghraib. The photos were released, and then, you know, it took a while to get into the mainstream. I think the mainstream do actually release it somewhere, whether, you know, be a Reuters article or in some news clip or something. And it's a question for us, the researchers, to actually track them down, because I think they actually do tell us what's going on, But, you know, you have to read the Financial Times or you know, listen to a certain station or whatever to actually get it. But they do actually tell us what's going to happen. And then in hindsight, we say, oh, well, look at this guy said in June 2001, we should have known more about 9/11. Easy with hindsight. But I think they do release a lot of the information. It's out there in the open, but we just haven't picked up on it.
Right. And I think they do that deliberately because it's kind of like a psychological war game. They do it, put the information out there, but they know that, A, most people aren't going to read it. Most people don't read. B, the few that do know, they really get off on rubbing that in our faces. Ha, 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 yeah, okay, you few that figured it out. Yeah, we are doing it, but what are you going to do about it? You're too few in number. You can't stop us. I mean, that's their attitude, you know?
Well, I think that attitude, I think that mainstream programming, you know, the television would be is ideal for their programming. That we're, you know, that we've no hope to beat these people or stop these people. I think the movement, I don't know what the movement is, the truth movement or whatever you want to call it, we need to actually understand that we do have a lot of information and we're well capable of fighting back and have confidence in ourselves. Keep doing the research.
Absolutely.
Naming the names and shocking some of these people. You know, maybe using...
you bet. Like, you know what, we gotta run to break. Hold that thought. We'll pick it up when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Ognir on from conspiracycentral.net. And we were talking before the break about how, yeah, we can't let ourselves be intimidated. We have them outnumbered. We've got most people now, you know, waking up to the reality that not only that Bush is a scoundrel, I mean, even the mainstream polls are showing that. He's reached an all-time low, even lower than Nixon. It's about time. That should have been the case a long time ago, but finally, he's set the record now. No matter whose statistics you go by, he's beaten Nixon's all-time low. And we've got the majority, according to CNN polls and MSNBC polls, the majority of Americans are suspicious about what happened on 9/11. Doesn't mean they think it's an inside job necessarily, but they know that the official story's bunk. So this is encouraging, and we can't let them intimidate us anymore into thinking that we're powerless. We have the power in our hands, and they know it. That's why they lie to us. Wouldn't you say, Og? If they weren't concerned about us, they wouldn't lie.
Well, I'd say they're concerned, and I think that's why they put a lot of disinformation out against us. But as you were saying there about a lot of Americans, you know, they're suspicious of 9/11. Look at the percentage of them that don't know about it. Ask them how many towers fell on 9/11. Most of them will tell you two. These are people that will get in your face and say you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nutcase, you know, the government didn't bring down the two buildings. And so what, three buildings? What building? Well, there are two buildings fell down. And I've come across it here. A lot of people say, yeah, conspiracy theory. But when you mentioned the third tower building 7, 47-floor building that just came down at 5:30 in the evening on the day of 9/11, most people don't know about that, and they say, oh, well, that's strange. Oh, yeah, maybe there's something to it. But a lot of people are force-programmed, force-fed from television, radio, the silly magazines, which all belong to the same people, the mass media, the banking system, the military-industrial, all parts of the same system against us that we're trying to fight against. But, you know, people will keep buying the magazines and, you know, who's the best royal and who's the biggest superstar, and they don't want to worry about anything that could be true. They just want to be force-fed nonsense.
Yeah. America's famous for that, football games and soap operas. But, you know, the flippant 9/11 Commission report, which boasts to be the most definitive coverage of the attacks and what happened that day, doesn't even mention Building 7. You'd never know what happened.
Why would it? I mean, they did their job perfectly. It was a cover-up. I mean, that was a very good job. I mean, you know, you have to clap for that. They did very well. Even NIST didn't mention, they can't explain, which is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. They still can't. They said, well, you know, Building 7, we can't explain it, so we'll leave it. I mean, red flags going up all over the place. That is definitely something odd. It's something that you know, very odd about 9/11 that should be looked into. But oh no, you're a conspiracy theorist. But you know, it's good to see you know, a lot of the Americans, a lot of the New Yorkers coming online. A lot of the New Yorkers, smart people. I've been to New York several times. Good people. They're not buying into the government propaganda, but you know, people feel like alone. Well, I know it was an inside job, but what can I do? And what I would say is, you know, there are lots of forums, lots of different places, bloggers and whatever, on the internet. Come and join forums. We have our own forums, conspiracycentral.info, and you can come in and check out a lot of this stuff. You can, you know, come and print some articles out and educate yourself a little bit of pros and cons, because, I mean, we get our fair share of disinformation agents, people that just do not want to believe. They must be paid to be on the internet to go and, you know, go after all the truth seekers. I mean, all the truth seekers that we've seen, every one of them are under attack something.
They definitely are. Homeland Security has hired tens of thousands of people around the country since that Homeland Security Garbage Act was passed. And that's primarily what their function is, just to lie and propagandize. Okay, another short break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent